Life Audio.
When we read the Bible, we can't always predict the ways the Lord is going to use His Word to speak to our hearts. Sometimes He surprises us. Other times, He convicts and corrects us. Frequently, He encourages us and reminds us that we aren't alone in this world. I'm so grateful that we have this time together every day to see what the Lord has in store for us in His Word, and we'll be looking at it together in just a moment. But before we do, let's pause for a quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by John chapter 3, verse 17, which says, "For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him." Many people remain confused or sometimes blind to the purpose for which Jesus came into this world. It's even possible for Christians to, at times, forget the goal of Christ's mission. Why was Jesus sent to us? Scripture reveals that answer to us in multiple ways. It tells us what Jesus didn't come to do, and it also tells us what He was seeking to accomplish. Jesus wasn't sent into this world to condemn us. His goal was redemptive in nature. He looked at us with compassion and could see that we already stood condemned in the courtroom of God. So Jesus took our condemnation upon Himself at the cross. He died in our place, then defeated the power and sting of death when He rose from the grave. Jesus came to this world so that we would be saved through Him. The wrath of God was placed upon Him so that through faith in Christ, we would no longer be objects of wrath, but recipients of mercy. Likewise, as Christians, the heart of the message we preach isn't one of condemnation, but redemption. Everyone who trusts in Jesus Christ will be saved. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to read it together today and to think about the heart of what You were communicating to us in this passage. Father, You tell us that You sent Your Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Jesus. And Father, we're grateful that You offer us the gift of salvation through Your Son. We know that we stood condemned before You, but Your Son came to this earth to take our condemnation upon Himself. Lord, we don't deserve that blessing. We don't deserve that gift. We know that You have been abundantly good to us, and so often we don't fully appreciate what You've done on our behalf. The idea of giving Your Son as a redemptive sacrifice on our behalf is very hard for us to wrap our minds around because it's not the type of thing that any one of us could easily do for somebody else. And yet You chose to do that for us. Your Son endured our penalty so that we could be rescued and redeemed. Father, we're grateful for this blessing. And we're grateful that as we look at this portion of Scripture today, that we can be reminded of this truth in a fresh way. Father, we pray that as we preach the gospel and as we model the gospel and as we communicate the gospel with our brothers and sisters in Christ and with those who as of yet don't know your Son, Jesus Christ, that we would remember the heart of what you've communicated to us in this passage. Again, that you did not send your Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. So thank you, Father, for what you've done on our behalf. And we pray that we would delight in this truth today and always. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.